Schleiermacher says that we ought to look for meaning in our deepest needs, that we name the divine by naming our absolute dependency. Several years ago, I went swimming in the blue, clear water of the Guadalupe River in Texas. I swam upstream and I found myself going over an underwater cliff. The water got shallow, turned pale yellow, and I stood on this ledge and continued upstream on foot. I came to a second ledge, this one at chest level that had water flowing over it. I climbed up there and I saw that this ledge was indented with deep pools that the water ran through. Some of the pools were long, so you could sit in them floating downstream and see people's feet at eye level. In one of these longer passages, a giant rock blocked the passageway, and I stood above on the ledge and watched as a young boy disappeared underneath the rock and appeared on the other side. He had gone through an underwater passageway. I wanted to try, so I jumped in, dunked under, and I dove down through the hole. The little boy's body was slim, but mine was too wide at the hips, and I got stuck. And let me tell you, in that moment, what I was absolutely dependent on was air. I needed breath more than I needed anything else, more than I'd ever needed anything, so absolutely. So, Schleiermacher, I would name the breath as our deepest dependency. And I wouldn't be the first, because whole religions are founded on the breath. Whole religions use the breath as their primary spiritual practice. As the story goes, God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. So this sermon could just stop right here, because there is little more that we are dependent upon than breath. We could just say, we found it. We found the window into the soul of the universe. It's breath. But the Hebrew word for breath, ruach, has more than one meaning. It's translated into English in many ways, but in Hebrew, it's all one word. So if we want to go deeper into the poetry of the Torah and to better understand what this text means about dependence, then we can turn to these other meanings of the word ruach, for they are different angles on the same idea. Ruach is translated as many things, like spirit or wind, and it is beautiful to think about being dependent, absolutely dependent upon the spirit, to need the divine like one needs breath, or to be dependent upon the wind. But there is one translation that I love the most. It is the meaning of the word breath that saved me when I could not breathe. For ruach also means courage. And it is courage that we need like air. I couldn't summon the breath part of ruach. That connection to my life force was gone. So instead, I summoned the courage part. And it saved me. One moment, I was stuck, my hip bones firm against the rocks, panicking. And then I summoned my courage from somewhere within me, pushed forward with all my strength, and broke through that hole. Listen again to the passage. God breathed courage into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living being. God breathed courage into the man's nostrils, and the man became a living being. First courage, then living. The logic of this passage is that in order to live, we need courage. We need courage like we need breath. If we aren't courageous in our lives, then we experience a loss of life that is different but similar to the loss of not having breath. But I don't have to tell you about courage, because you know how courageous you've had to be. I know that you have all been incredibly courageous in your lives, and not because you were called to be a hero, not because it was a moment of truth where you were stuck underneath a rock, but because it is required of you to live. We don't only need courage when we're stuck underneath a rock. We need it in our everyday lives. We need courage to look at our bank account. We need courage to be honest, to invite people over, to face illness, to ask for forgiveness, to try to create the truly beloved community that includes all people. We need courage all the time. Courage is so linked to our life force that it could be thought of as a primary spiritual practice. It's not a bad thing. It's not bad to have to be courageous. It's great. It means that we are connected to our life. It means that we've got something on the line that we care about. I wonder, what do you need to be courageous about right now? As the spring turns and we are asked to think about life, what would you do if you were to really be courageous? However it is that we came to be, we are these earthen vessels of courage and breath that we are. We are meant to breathe deeply. I remember those first breaths that I pulled those breaths in from inside of me. And that is where our courage comes from too. We have a choice to be courageous in our lives or to experience a type of death. It is my deepest wish for humanity to recognize how precious our lives are, how beautiful it is to be dependent upon the air. And I hope that we have courage because we can break free of the things that have got us stuck. We can go back to the breath at any moment and be fed by the air. Any breath we take can be a perfect comfort if we let it. And if you can't summon your courage, summon the breath and breathe deeply and see where that gets you. And if you can't feel your life force, be courageous and see if that makes you feel it. And when the time comes that you no longer have breath, summon your courage.